Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and I praise you and I thank you for all the good and wonderful and beautiful things that you do for us. What a mighty God you are. We just worship you and praise you and thank you. Now, Father, as the Word of God goes out today, I ask you to bless it to every one of our hearts, to our hearing. Let us understand and learn more about who we are from the book of Proverbs, because this book of Proverbs is a mighty book. Father, I want to thank you and praise you for the book and ask you to reveal it to us as we read and study. In Jesus' name, Father, amen. We're in Proverbs chapter 17 today. To start off with here in Proverbs 17:1, he says, "Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifice with strife." In other words, it's better to just have a little dry crust of something. If you eat it in peace, that's going to be better than a great feast with strife. Nobody wants to be involved in strife, but there sure is a lot of it out there today. I think about some people that I've had come and go to family reunions with me in the past, especially this one man. I think about him. He went to a family reunion with me one weekend, and when that weekend was over, he said, "Thurman, I have never, ever, ever been to a family reunion like this." He said, "All these people love and worship God, praise Him. They walk quietly. There is absolutely no strife. There was no bad word spoken. Everybody was at peace with each other." He said, "I have never seen anything like this in my life." I said, "Well, that's what happens when you take a bunch of Christian family that gets together. We love to be with each other. We just love to come and talk to each other and shake either other's hand and just talk about what God has done in our life." So it absolutely is wonderful when you can have a feast with peace. But the Lord says in Proverbs 17:1, if you happen to be one of those families like his, it says instead of having a good big lunch to have there, it says just a dry crust, just a little piece of dry bread eaten in peace is better than a great feast with strife. Well, that seems to be the way it is with a lot of people. It says a wise servant shall have rule over a son that causes shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. Now, let's paraphrase that a little bit. In other words, a wise slave will rule over the master's shameful sons and will share their inheritance. Now, a wise slave, in other words, a man working for you, a wise slave will rule over the master's shameful sons, and he will share in their inheritance. Now, isn't that amazing? The sons themselves, if they're not smart, not wise, and you take a servant that is wise, he will rule over these people. Now then, that just goes to show that wisdom from God can change everything about you. So whatever you do, don't be one of those shameful sons. Be a wonderful son that walks in obedience to God's word and walks in love. So praise the Lord Jesus. Now let's go on to the next verse here. Okay, verse 3. Let's see what verse 3 says now in Proverbs 17. It says, "The fining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tries the heart." Well, if fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but the Lord tests the heart, I think that we need to really work on keeping our hearts pure and clean, because that's what he's going to check. And if he's looking at our heart, then if we want to please him, and I certainly want to please the Lord, we need to move as far away from evil as we can. Let's stop thinking evil, stop looking at evil, and start feeding good things into our heart, our spirit, so our spirit will be clean and pure, so when he tests it, it will be what he wants to find. Now then, verse 4, "A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. That's a pretty awesome statement. In other words, what he's trying to say there is wrongdoers listen to wicked talk. Wrongdoers listen to wicked talk. And it says liars pay attention to destructive words. Words is the most powerful thing there is. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, Proverbs says. And it is absolutely so awesome to learn all these wonderful things. So when you learn how powerful the tongue is, you will stop saying the things that you used to say, and you'll change and start saying some good things, especially when you learn that the Word of God says you'll be judged for every idle word that you speak. Now then, verse 5, whosoever mocketh the poor reproaches his maker, and he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Think about that. Whosoever mocketh the poor reproaches his maker. In other words, if you start mocking or making fun of poor people, you're making fun of God. And he says, and he that is glad at all these calamities, when people have all the problems and things they have, he says, you shall not go unpunished. That's pretty awesome. If those who mock the poor insult their maker, which is God, and those who rejoice at the misfortune of others will absolutely be punished. So, there again, that'll show you why a lot of people have the problems that they have. It's because they don't watch their tongue. Now then, verse 6 says, children's children are the crown of old men, but the glory of children are their fathers. In verse 6, grandchildren. Now, there's not anything more wonderful than grandchildren. I love my grandchildren. Praise the Lord. I can play with them. I can toss them up in the air and, you know, like we always do when we're at home, kind of raise them up, pitch them up a little bit, and let them laugh and have a good time. And you can play with them and just have a ball with them. You can take them outside and run with them, do all those things. And then, whenever you get down to where you're a little bit tired because of all the time, you can go home and get rested up. And when I was a young person, I'm glad I didn't get tired, because the children, they certainly didn't get tired. But the grandchildren, they are the crowning glory of the aged parents, and they are the pride of their children. Now, it's wonderful. I know my son now, my daughter had one daughter, and she's 7 years old now. She's in first grade. She's our miracle child. She's the one that's supposed to died in a car wreck here 3.5 years ago. Doctor said could not live. I stood on the Word of God and brought her out of that thing. And I always thought of what God did for her. Did such wonderful things for her. The Lord did it all, too. Doctors didn't do it. No surgeries. The Lord fixed everything. Her broken legs, crushed knees, disconnected brain stem, eyes disconnected from her brain, face tore all to pieces, and broken bones all through her face. God did it all. She's a beautiful little girl today without a mark or a scar on her face, because I stood on God's mighty word, and the King of the universe showed up for me, and I am so grateful. But grandchildren, my granddaughter, she is the crowning glory of me. All this talks about the aged, although I'm 66 years old. I'm still a young man. I can go and play and have lots of fun. I can get out there and play with them kids. But my son, he's got one son and another little young'un on the way. I'm fixing to have another grandbaby, so here in just a few months. And so I've got one granddaughter and one grandson, and then who knows what the third one's going to be. But a boy or a girl, praise the Lord. I know they want a boy, but those babies are the glory. I mean, they are the crowning glory of the grandparents. Praise God for them little grandchildren. Now then, in verse 7, he says, excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. Isn't that amazing what he's trying to say there? Eloquent speech is not fitting for a fool. In other words, you won't see people that are fools that are running around out here that'll have eloquent speech. They just won't learn how to do it. But it says, even less are lies fitting for a ruler or a prince. In other words, you look at that in the light of God. God is our king. Can you imagine if God could lie to us? Well, let me tell you, he can't lie to us, and I'm so grateful he cannot. But he says, you know, that when he's talking here, that he says, excellent speech becometh not a fool, but much less do lying lips a prince. So if that's just like if you got a man of authority, like the President of the United States or a congressman or senators or House of Representatives, whatever, all these people up there in our Washington office, if those people get hung up in lying and cheating, my goodness, what that does to us as a nation. And then they get on national television and show people that are committing sex outside of wedlock, and they're lying and stealing and cheating and all those stuff. Oh, my goodness. That doesn't do anything good for us as a nation, and it's really, really, really cuts down a man in position. Verse 8, a gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. Now then, in verse 8, a bribe seems to work like magic for those who give it. They succeed in all they do. Now, isn't that amazing? A bribe seems to work like magic for those who give it. They succeed in all they do. Now then, it's amazing how these people that give these, a gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that has it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospers. It's amazing how all these little things work. He says in verse 9, he that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. In verse 9, disregarding another person's faults preserves love, but telling about them separates close friends. Now, if you've got a close friend, in other words, disregarding another person's faults preserves love, but telling about them absolutely separates close friends. So you don't want to talk about your friends. Praise God. Okay, let me invite you to give me a call for free audio and video and CDs and DVD teachings. Our phone number is 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries, tlsm.org. And there you can order free video and audio teachings, and you can also listen to these radio stations again anytime you want to. They're all on there for the last year. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord.